Book 7. Chapter 231. I was awake after perfect sleep, permitting the possibility that its listener may not exist. In silence and time, bumping, to sit at the window and watch the wind slashing the sheets. Why not invite some friends over and do all laundry late at night together until the milky shine of the clothes hangs over the billows of dry grass? I'm taking off my wet hat, gluing on an ink beard, and warming my hands on the wall, Arcady said. The cold was noisy, unlocked. I intended to take up anything, fantasy, prediction, Pushkin, flats. I should read, I said. Language strengthens the impulse for improvement, and back then death is like magic. It's what sleep is now, slowly facing and then dissolving the subjectivity with which we think we've always been precise. Chapter 232. Not scenes, but a science of love disposed. Situations that one can hardly hold. A slow language is a past one, a language of acknowledgement. It would linger experience. I could say such a thing, the often and the very lack of it. No plot, no hero. Digressions like, there never was, return one to childhood when love was posed by the same state of waiting. Green and yellow in my oftenness, smell of cat, the impress of preparedness. Embraces, a state of writing called obsession, history and prose. Masculine and feminine, alternating, plain and crossed. With plausible futures, second smoke, getting down to the floor in omen. Chapter 233. Every sentence thence is a corridor within a door. Well, something's possible, certainly, Leosha said. A new look at life, but maybe there's more than a black cat in the bag. Some dramatic insomnia, the simply temporary situation and the inexact solace. A Bulgarian refrigerator kept in the bedroom where the carpet exploded. The agronomist with a penguin to call Tsar. A journey in the porter's car to Tambov. To Igor, the journalist, we had tried to explain that life to writers is less experimental. I know that you write about sex, he said at last. Things occur with which sometimes one wants to comply, and there are strong complications with the female sex words, their sentimental sides, the false opposition between inside and out. Chapter 234. I'd asked who was there for adventures so well taken from those who told them. A bell caught on a river. Is this a new buttercup? Anything was possible. It had cohesive force. Women wading out every morning to the tops of their thighs to restore their life-bearing organs. There was no talk of money. It had no method there. Only secrets of the thumb to every measure. A babushka in a real silk shawl milking straight into a pitcher. I had seen the milk on her leg running, the spinning blue shadow of a goat. Overhead, a bio-airplane flew through the milky metal, a region of pure lofty mud. We ran around like rain. We were as serious as an animal. All areas of beauty were the only things we saw. Chapter 235. An August day was pink and brown to press against. Then I was removed. But let us suppose this was not the case. Likeness is not concerned. We were aroused. What lies outside human time, outside the globe of daylight? There are confines to a human life, then. A person dies. Has it lost its life? Life for the exercise of thought and kindness to look past self and time. When Pushkin died, we remembered it, but it lost what he remembered. Memory is an illusion of effect. We should grieve for Pushkin's memories. We were crossing the little beaten forest between the bus stop and the housing blocks. Sweetie and a woman who stopped as I was passing, I haven't smelled a French perfume in 40 years. I looked up at a reddish cobalt patch of sky, put my hand on a birch with a greasy trunk at a turn on a path. Chapter 236. A sudden summer storm, the thunder bubbling buckets were turned over in the sky. A smell of fruit and diesel rose, the waters swirled. Xenoranda pulled the washing from the windowsill, throwing it back from the rain. Dust from the herbs spun in the air. They were smelling like coffee, then like vinegar. Already the papers were puckered. I kicked at a book. The window was stuck. The curtains flew out. Ostap came in as if he'd walked down the rain. There's so much wind, he said. The rain can't fall. Space eclipsed by speed in no direction. Laughter foaming parallels. Each strand of rain would slip aside, giving way to another coiling down before us. Everyone was feeling glorified, invoked. Water filled inscriptions in the mud. Chapter 237. The petals of the flowers are installments. They follow the potatoes that Arkady brought home in his rucksack. The era of adventure is over, he said. Now comes the time for venture. Some Volodya had begun a private postal service, guaranteed delivery of anything within Leningrad in a day. Now he had 300 messengers. He took a mouthful of parsley head and dill, and he'd cornered some paper. The symbol will be a world, and over it a radiant sun. No, we've had enough empires. Something modest, a stroke to represent the horizon bar, or a common windowsill. Zeno pulled a horseradish from under the opposite window. Turn over apple, I will see your other side, she said. Chapter 238. New experiences are wide in a distance, as with time the prosaic expands. An automatic apple, steam stoving its light, a sock in its boot where nothing would collapse it. Romance, in a steady sense, pauses. It's because of the appearances, passivities, what's in and uncommon, and people feeding dogs, tea and lumps of kasha, each word germinating to a pelter in its place. The new is the longing of resource, the show of ears, a ground weight. I spent a stride and a sheet. The times were not pedantic. What conducted the dilemma of intentions, the submission of possessions? Chapter 239. I was spare within times non-parallel, spatter with proportions. Times parted to anticipate more within. Now the iron was set to heat on the stove, the meat to melt in the sink. We had times to prepare, lists, sums, and divisions. But this reads like a manifesto, I said. Find a tincture of nutrition. Get camel's tails of all sizes. Determine the name of the quiet, simple, unsociable yellow. If you can't find that, it's better not to attempt Pushkin. But don't be afraid of small interruptions. All riddles seem too swift in their motion, too compressed in their text. Who signs what you see? There's only that imperfect curvature for measuring the governments of the earth. Chapter 240. I spoke of rain and received what I spoke of, a continuation of quotations. Misha ate incredibly slowly, as if every bite of mutton soup was a test of his honesty. And he returned with manic persistence to the pot, as if it contained some mystery. Finally, he wrapped a piece of bread around a bouquet of parsley. A scrap of green wagged at the side of the sandwich. It will only accept letters in white envelopes now. That's good, Arkady said. All my envelopes are white. Literary relics, historical scenes, sea battles can be internationally dispersed. Also scientific facts, the things children collect. Sudden American paperbacks, the destruction of the postulates in poetry on which that notorious reference depends. I decided to add the following line. My face at the window, so unfamiliar it refuses. The refracted phrases as we open the window to the rain. Chapter 241. Mechnikov speaks only of possible immortality. That leaves us neither in nor out, like a counterfeiter in prison. A fine description. But it is the time remembered, or the memory of time, that's preserved. It's not immortality, but autobiography, you mention, said Victor. That was the Mechnikov who attributes our street. Both are intimations of a long wait, an act of deferral, a sex act. Speaking of memory and of reservation, having no duration, the immortal soul survives, but let's say without its circumstances, then yes, autobiography is more desirable. The Pushkin River flowing into the sea of Pushkin. Lomonosov into Lomonosov. But autobiography is not a monument. Chapter 242. Here's a dacha with a chimney and a man with a tree growing from his head. Real lemons appear, and spokes. The lemons are whittled and sprinkled on rice. Everything really happens, and its metonyms happen as well. All the acts of a butterfly, all the acts of the canvas sheet, all the print acts, the comic books. The shelves bound in bed. The poetry strip, the frosted web, the change of attack, and the charge of the impressions. An ankle in pain means the guest will bring wine. The third bark of the collie means Trotsky won't be revived. An ant drinking vodka with nothing to eat means Gumilev was under the window. A window held open by Dostoevsky on this sill means the Moika is thawing. A poultice of lovage on a baby's chest means it will never be denied love. A spoon dropped in a kettle of soup means some hypocrisy has been uncovered. Fear of death means death is behind to the left. A thrust at the door. All truths to the end. Chapter chapter 243, there was never a rim of innocence, but it became a practical concern and gained in business. Sad, lurking, conducive non-volunteers, but certain people learned to be voluble. The better informed our enemies were, the less they understood. They were so full of knowledge they couldn't prophesy. Maxim Borisovich, he would say, I have met an airplane, and here is my manuscript called Volition, a poem, but nothing obstreperous. And not about airplanes, you know more than I about those. And so forth. I had many conditions. I explained anything, and the less he recognized, a tattered nasturtium torn by a spider, four dogs in a web, a face pressed against a window pane ripped by rain, a circle of ice, there's no single English word for it, a curtain very clear, and thick lens of ice that forms on a window after a sequence of many partial meltings and subsequent refreezings. Chapter 244. Every syllogism assumes a certain empathy. If science is sex and sex is love, then love is science, not a bad name. And the logical category called concatenation, on occasion betrayed. Neighbors converging on a concave surface, the mud of the yard near the housing blocks. But another group spread. I could deduce a head from the babushka's phrase, if you see the fold, you miss the moon. And luck assumes a certain relevance. The proper property and social passengers, since both ogling and appearing to digress might disclose each one or isolate the instinct for searching from the curiosity that wants to be satisfied. I sometimes sped off with no sense of direction. It's the question why that lacks propriety, and yet I constantly looked forward to meaningless motion, like that of the Neva eroding and augmenting its own ice. Just as language itself is inexhaustible, it has logic. Dawn is silent. The boots are empty. Chapter 245. A wish confines its thoughts and requires that they proceed in a specific sequence. For example, who are you? Why did you? And finally, where is loss and loss again? I was once in a room with a colonel, and as it turned out, he spoke and I automatically said I, and then felt as if I'd swallowed a river. Even the tea he gave me couldn't tint it. And at the simplest purchase, I spilled the money. I had no need. When asked about Armenia, I said hello. If language is like a river, it's like a melting one whose ice is weak. If you pause while crossing to say I, you fall in. To mention what I doubt, I wanted to speak on the other side, to hear the choice on the other side. I would cross a plot confined around an emotion. The spot itself could hesitate. Chapter 246. Each moment was achieved in three saturations. The light so diffuse, the whole sky had spread in rainbow, bio-pink and bio-blue and bio-lemon-yellow. Those are grainy gaps through which we could make our entry. Svilanov, who said that an artist should hate all that's not made. But now it's not voluntary to ask what's next, and I'm not the follower of an opposition between inside and out. The intimate is concentrated at its limit. Do you value the chance of beauty, as you decide to do? It's thought on the chance of destination. Hands wrapped in cabbage to guard against quiet. Out into the street, burned under the trees with cheese in Izvestia. Business cheese, said Arkady, therefore nobody's, only our personal chase. Chapter 247. Let's pass without any apparent reason from one thing to another, like Father Pavel Florensky in his On His White Enraptured, where he writes that a man dies only once in his life, and consequently, having no prior practice or experience, he dies unsuccessfully. A calculation on scarce Russian paper. Each thing flares like a bluish precipice in the Neva, like a participle landing on its edge. A confused mortal eluding the moment, sitting on a wooden chair, having heard what he'd foreseen with his sleeves down and his coat buttoned. Behind the door were a few people who, it seemed, were pushing something away. I embraced him as one does the perfect phrase, but I wanted to whisper in his ear. The people had finally managed to move a full glossy bookcase in order to open the window. Spring is here. A man carrying a paper pad and pencil has come and gone, taking inventory of the chairs. The confused man has obligingly written. The inventory taker returns with an assistant for counting the chairs again, and just to make certain, they count three paintings on the wall. Sitting and counting both always seem reminiscent, like a word in Russian inspiring notice of the present incorporeality of oneself. Chapter 248. We admire each other for what we stare at, but time never drags. It's the same to see the old hunter trimmed her traps, the knuckles shone. The track of her patience is snake-like in her life, cocking a phone at the start, then dragging her sack on a prowl. She had a mute hunt syntax I didn't follow beyond the grit slabs, mine being the skill of selection. Two slaves, I said. One slave to reduction and one slave to seduction. Such expressive webs. Then two spiders, I said. That's good luck, both salt and fat. Chapter 249. Leningrad was made of light, and my eyes were moths. They were both floating even rudely, no way to brush them off. They reverberated whole. They returned to the skull. A compassion. The twilight glowed from within with its own plum blindness. I climbed a little slope pressed to its birches. But Leningrad was stayed in light. A crow rose, puppet night, a flutter of knees, nerves of an oily shadow, a protraction. There above, I didn't remember how I'd been below. Chapter 250. Self-consciousness is in a metaphor. Sleeps are links in its chain of necessities. Can we climb it to reach a complex system of shackle and rustle, skill and canal? All mutter and amber. But then one wakes first, folds then unfolded. The first breath of a day to which we've returned, oval and over. Song and over. Know whose pace is pages, how to know as oval, cared for or clouded. How to know his place, alighted, sound the slow removal, rounded. It was cold in the novel. I climbed off the sofa in cold, an old difference, a science and silence at a scene in mutability. There's perpetuity, but it's divided. A time was in my head, the water braided. I sat with the coffee and waited. Chapter 251. Situation is erotic at many points. There is sex at intersections and at vanishing points. The person will always submit to a time and place for this novel of non-being, a moan of ink, a Russian lost. The eros of no individual, the sex that is impersonally free, it might be a pornography stripping in gears, but if, only if I speak. I could say I like music, but I don't like rhythm when it's too much in the air. It's water that's the light of the sky. There's no A and no the there. Not much is. Heat's weight and cold's weight bouncing. Hot and cold nights. Chapter 252. Green midnight light deepened far off the horizon. Tea muffled in circles, tasting like rust. We are always dreaming. We are falling down a principle. Academicians, colorists, writers. The outline of an apricot with its cleft turned, transpiring. Making virtue of anything motionless. And we have our annoyances and allurements to sleep, striking dreams on the white, winding time on the sky. Now desires to go to America had appropriated Sasha. Not to live, he said, but to go like a friend and just be a regular visitor. It would just be another small foreigner, Rosa said. But that's not opposite, and it's not bad to have foreign eyes. Chapter 253. Certainly I, more than anyone else, was made for parting, since parting for me is a sort of non-being becoming aware of itself. A real appearance in a real disturbance. Not the one with not the other in the very place surrounding, around the stairwell or onion. Not waiting. The thousand tints for difference. Hints, hawks, milks, poems. Procrastinations will gleam, yearning for keeping the arrival of disappearance awake in sight. Everything was before, returning our famous glasnost metaphor. The light ground, what's seen in its grains. The old grannies were out, conspiring over space. And I agree, Arcady said, they're always right. Chapter 254. A lake of mercury melting sand, and there's the mirror. It would snow tomorrow, but not if the sky would be pink, and two blurred suns would appear like the marks of the thumb. Winds with backbones were blowing, flapping the edge of the sky. Andrei Vasilyevich said, he's talking to the mud. It's not a problem, said the babushka, unless he says the mud answers. His marvel is anyway not the kind that will break his arm. He just makes comparisons. Life is not life. Already the cold in the city had thickened, and now it drifted, doubling and tripling the shapes of buildings in the mist, the positions of allure. Andrei Vasilyevich came out with a tuft of rug stuck to a nick on his chin. He glanced up at the sunny day. I had to move my face and find it in that scrap of mirror. Oh well, Andriushka, mirrors reflect the past, not the future. Chapter 255. There had been Pushkin's birthday now on June 6th. Flowers and bronze and the colonel's daughter, recitation of Ruslan and Lyudmila. And the child was elbowed by a peasant with her jug. That sort of actuality to recover, a standing in roses. I saw a veteran until he wept. Then the colonel thrust his daughter back. The bow in her hair was as big as a cloud. Between stanzas, she bowed. She said my years to sober prose incline, rose deeper and deeper as the day went by. A mortal humid light. A human isn't kind. With labor, he wrote his light. Chapter 256. About 1 year, introduced with an insinuation, basin, captivity, paradise to carry. In an awkward position to be of use, to inform, we went to disperse. We decided to stop at a restaurant an hour when it was scheduled to work. That day was the 7th of June. But is it working anywhere? Arkady first walked all around the room, then he stopped to squint to say goodbye. And not with sleeves down. Sometimes each choice is less obvious. Deafness is drenched in the foliage. One is calm without any drowsiness. The wind blows against any personal fluency, and one doesn't speak louder. To twine, to learn if it had known this. What will we do? Where will we sit? Chapter 257. A word is not a point, but a spot, and prosody is the study of its motion. The spot in syntax. The spot in semantics. Rags tied over the yellow automobile, window panes, graffiti on a green wall, and chalk saying, I am not I. Grass beside a dark wall. A film of frozen grease on the bottom step. The somewhat sickening deposit of cream on the inside of the cap of a bottle of milk. The bread set with its cut face down on the wood to stay fresh. The broth around the pickling garlic checked. The preparation of something already nearing completion. We waited for the bus at a spot where people had rubbed every color under their beating flat heels to a patina. And who are the officials in power? In their audacious dancing about, they are slicing the soles of their boots. Uncertainty seeks evidence. Certainty seeks, oh, quicker logic. No verification. They ask me to write about winter, I'll write about autumn. They ask me to write about spring, I'll write about winter. If they ask me to write about autumn, I'll write about summer. If they ask me to write about summer, I'll... Nothing, Arkady said. I squinted and looked toward the sun with one eye. This right-handed to left-handed, left-eyed situation, I said, justifies my ambivalence. On the bus, everyone seemed to be reading Tolstoy, 10 days. Tolstoy appears. Chapter 258. The hunter knows the resource. The hunter resorts. She doesn't think and then decide. She follows word to word in word's design. An order of boots, coats, hooked near the door, and above on the shelf three carrying bags. A padded door against the smell of cold. A shell of ice on the bucket for garbage. A cat running two flights below. You shouldn't believe for an instant, said Arkady, that we live with gypsies and play billiards with colonels. He was already a floor ahead. That life is now just a dream consumed, as soggy as a stream rising from tea or muddy straw in rain. The hunter, in course, finds what she gets. In the hunter's reverse, the witch takes the milk. The moon takes the butter. Chapter 259. It's characteristic of a Russian novelist to reveal some lack of confidence in the relationship between words and their things. A chair, but not sure what sits and what will match it. Noon freezing on the spot we don't remember. Each action hangs inconsequentially over objects. How many alternatives there must be? How many patient comparisons await fulfilling? Unextracted paradoxes, breathless, empty, icy streets. Anticipated catastrophes with no one approaching, love not provided with intrigue. It was Zeno who called it Oshoda, the hunt. This lack of confidence is as interminable as the converging smells of repetitious days of summer lingering in the corners of a room whose windows have been closed, despite the heat, because of a torrential rain that's buzzing like a nest of wasps, furiously humming under the eaves, smell of mint and mud, of warm slices of pepper and monotony and oily rags. Indefinable by definition and incomparably yellow, it spreads, until one finds oneself stuttering desperately, as if to evoke the gods of punctuation, begging them to partition the vastness, to enumerate objects, to gather what's worthy of attention, and to separate this from that, begging in effect for judgment. But this lack of confidence often culminates in a single instant of ignorance. And that instant, Arcady said, might correspond to what you have called paradise. Chapter 260. A Russian novel comes to its end, and all further action is precluded. And the reverse. There's always reverse. What we make, we may forget. Lighting by leaving, love keeping to its time, a little prose, a collection of anecdotes, a great disturbance. Pushkin, the person is dead, but the novel won't come to that end. All's again blotless, as it should be. What was time is weightless and pitiless. Ants and lights. The word is always occasional but found. Writing is profound. When it ends, the life is complete.